This is Nation Radio with Alan Mitchell, a.k.a. Low Tide. Brought to you by The Pint, Oodle Noodle, and OilersNation.com.
Only on Edmonton Sports Radio.
Team 1260.
It's 8 minutes after 1 o'clock. If you're a fan of hockey, this is this is kind of the beginning. It's puck drop. If you like hockey, you've got it starting tomorrow. Service Center in St. Albert as the Oil Kings hold their fifth annual preseason invitational in Service Place, and the teams are Oil Kings, Medicine Hat Tigers, Red Deer, Calgary, Swift Current, and Prince George. And that is an interesting lineup. Now, these are the young kids. You're going to see a lot of young kids. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins will not be there, but these are guys who are definitely worth watching. We talked to Cam Moon about that last hour, and about the good players that are going to be seeing. And you know what? It's a great price. You zip out there. You have a great time. And then, of course, a week from today, the Edmonton Oilers rookie camp starts out in Penticton. And I was looking through their last year and then this year. And I think if you put those two together and compared them with any rookie camp right through the Oilers' history, this is such a great cluster of young talent. Last year, the headliners were Taylor Hall, Jordan Eberle, and, of course, Magnus Pajärvi. This year, the headliners after Ryan Nugent-Hopkins are multiple. Anton Lander, Ryan Martindale, Colton Tubert, David Musil, Olivier Waugh, Tyler Bunns. It seems as though prospects are everywhere. If you're an Oiler fan, this is a great time to be a fan of prospects because they're everywhere. Speaking of prospects and fans and Edmonton and Oil Kings, at 10 after 1, it's Corey Graham on the line. How are you, Corey?
Pretty good, Al. How are you?
Good. Now, you've been, you're back. When did you get back from holidays?
I got back Sunday night, so I've been right at the rink and here all week.
Okay, and you know what? There's lots going on. The Oil Kings are doing the Amazing Race right now, is that correct?
Yeah, just about to get going some team building this afternoon, so I think that's the plan. Yeah, absolutely.
And what part are you going to play? Anything or...
I think I just get to kind of hang out at one of the stations and just sort of be there for the fun, but... Yeah, I haven't. I'm just on my way actually down to Telus Field pretty soon here, so I'll find out once I get there.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about the team that you've seen so far. And as I mentioned a minute ago, it's not like everyone is there, but these are the good young players, and you've gotten a look. Who's impressed you so far that you've seen?
Well, I'll tell you. I mean, a lot of the bets coming back. You know, start with Keegan Lowe and Clark Wilson coming back, and it looks like, you know, they're different guys almost, bigger in shape. You know. Not to say they weren't in shape last time, but, I mean, you know how kids are these days. One summer of hard work, and then all of a sudden you see the benefits. I mean, Keegan's a guy that looks like he's, he looks like a man now after, you know, being a pretty decent-sized player last year. He just looks like he's taken that next step physically. And, you know, there's a lot of guys like that of the vets returning. Martin Gernat, the Oilers draft pick, has looked really good. He looks like he just fit right in. He's an unbelievable passer, Al. He makes passes boards to boards, tape to tape, and very impressed with his game so far. And of course, of the youngsters, you can't go far without mentioning Curtis Lazar, who's lived up to the billing so far. I think he had 2 goals in the red-white game, and throwing his body around. So looking forward to seeing him in the everyday lineup.
With regard to Gernat, just reading about him, he's like 6'5 and 85 pounds. Does he look like Martin Marinson out there? Is that similar in terms of look?
You know what? I would say no. To be honest, I think Gernat, it looks like he has more size on his bottom end. For me, when I look at Marinson, he's like a toothpick on the bottom. I mean, I've never seen a guy with smaller legs and such a big guy. Gernat, to me, looks a little bit more balanced. Not to say that he's going to have a season like Marinson did last year, because that was pretty impressive for him. But he looks like he's a little bit more maybe built for a bit of a longer haul. Because, I mean, the thing with Marinson was, I thought last year, probably about midway, three-quarters of the way through the season, he kind of really hit the wall, and that happens to young kids, especially coming over from Europe. And I'm looking to see with Gernat, he's hasn't been overly physical, but he's mixed things up. He's thrown some hits. He's taken some big hits, too, as he gets accustomed over here. And the way he's built looks a little bit more, I guess, proportioned than Marinson.
So you mentioned his passing, and he's a good defenseman away from the puck as well?
Yeah, absolutely. He's in position. He's not afraid to go up ice and join the rush. There were a couple times during some of the scrimmages, and I kind of looked up, and I'm like, oh, wow, that's Gernat way up there. But he was able to get back. He skates really well for a big man. He doesn't look, you know, some of the big guys look awkward, especially as they grow into their body. He looks like he's a fluid skater. So I think the Oil Kings and the Oilers have a keeper in this kid, because, you know, he can move the puck well. I haven't seen a ton of his shot, although he's got a pretty decent shot, but he's more of a passer so far from what I've seen, and looking forward to seeing him in some game action coming up this weekend.
I know there's a lot of excitement about Lazar. With him added to that forward group, are goals going to be a problem, or do you think this team's going to score more this year?
I think they should score more. I mean, last year coming into camp, Al, the big question was, where were the goals going to come from? And I don't think anybody pegged Dylan Ruck as having the season he had last year leading this team in scoring. And, you know, Michael St. Croix took that next step offensively. So, I mean, there's two big guys up front that are going to be back with this club that I think are going to lead the way offensively. You throw Christian Pelch into the mix, who's looked really good. Another guy that's come back in shape and you know, his second year in North America, a little bit more accustomed. That guy can fly, and he's got some really sick hands as well. So I look for him to contribute offensively. I think Travis Iwanyk might be able to chip in a little bit more in the offensive role. I think he might get more of an expanded offensive role this year. And then you mentioned Curtis Lazar coming in, and the records this kid has topped in his past, that he's going to be a guy that should be able to contribute offensively. So, you know, I don't know if they're going to have that one guy that dominates. I just think their depth up front can smother some teams.
And the issue, I think, going into camp would be surrounding goaltending. What have you seen so far, and who do you like?
Goaltending's going to be interesting. I like Laurent Bressois, obviously, the Calgary Flame draft pick. He's going to be, in my opinion, the guy that gets the first look to be the guy that carries the bulk of the load coming back from last year when he really improved as the season went along last year, Al. I thought he struggled early, but, you know, as the season went along, he got settled into that position a little bit more and really took the next step and got drafted last year. So I think you're going to see him, I would think, being the guy they look to early, and hopefully he can carry the load. And I mean, there's a decision to make. Make no bones about it about the backup. Tristan Jarry is a young kid that's pushing for some time, a 16-year-old, and they have a 20-year-old in John Groenhey coming back as well, who's looked pretty good in camp as well. So I think it's going to, you know, this preseason can go a long way for Bob Green and Randy Hanch and the coaching staff to kind of make that decision as who's going to be the second goaltender on this squad, because it's a pretty good battle right now behind Bressois.
Before we move on to the some other subjects with regard to the WHL, let's talk a little bit about Pešek if he comes back. Will that impact Gernat's position, or do you think he's going to be among the top six defensemen every night?
Oh, I think he'll be a top six guy every day in Gernat. I mean, Pešek coming back, I think it just helps this team. You know, you look at defensively, this team is probably on paper one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference, if not the Western League, just because of their depth. You know, Pešek and Lowe, Griffin Reinhardt, we haven't mentioned Gernat. You throw in, obviously, Ryan Deck. Ashton Sautner's done a good job of making a case for this camp. Mason Gertsen, another young kid coming in. They got some real big depth defensively. Braden LaRocque still in the mix as well. So I really like their defensive position. I think Gernat's going to be a guy that, you know, he may not get a huge minutes early as he gets accustomed to North America, but just the skill of this guy, Al, just the way he moves the puck out of his own zone, he's gonna demand playing time.
Compared to last year, and I know it's early, and this is really an unfair question, but how far do you think this team can go? Are they built for a deep run? They've got all these guys together finally. Can they make a deep run into the playoffs?
I think that's the expectation. I think this team is, you know, competing for a top four spot in the Eastern Conference and home ice in the first round. And, you know, I think they've had a taste a couple of times now, including last year against Red Deer. And I think there's a lot of guys that kind of feel like, you know, last year they didn't prove enough. So I think there's a lot of people on this squad really kind of have their head down and ready to work for this year. And I think expectation-wise, is this team should be a team that is amongst the leaders in the Eastern Conference throughout the years. And then once we get to playoffs, I mean, you know, anything can happen. But I would think this team's built, if they can stay healthy, for a pretty decent run.
Are you heading out to St. Albert for the tournament starting tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, I'll be out there all weekend long. I'm looking forward to finally seeing some different teams hit these guys.
Yeah, it's tomorrow. And the six teams are Prince George, Medicine Hat, Red Deer, Calgary, and Swift Current?
Swift Current, yeah.
Right. And the Oil Kings, they'll have the Gernats and the Pelches and all of those guys, the some of the drafted players who will be going to camp. Will they be there?
Yeah, I think the plan is the drafted players will each play, or the guys going to camp, so each play one game as they leave right after this camp. So I would think, and we spoke with Bob Green about this yesterday on Jason's show, and I filled in, that you're going to see a mixed lineup each night. You're going to see some vets and some rookies. There may be some guys that get into two games just to get a better look at some of these young players. They do have some of their 16-year-olds that have to go home for their their camps right after this, so they'll be leaving as well. But I think you're going to see a pretty good split. You're going to see at least one game from all the veterans.
I'm trying to get some ammunition because I'm trying to talk my wife into going to more than two games because she wants to go to see a movie or something. So this will help me. I appreciate that, Corey. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, Cam Moon was on with us last hour, and he was saying, look, you know what? It's going to be a training camp thing with the Edmonton Oilers. This is a guy who may end up going back after nine games. That's likely the time where they'll make the decision. A year ago, almost right now, Taylor Hall was in the same position. Can you talk to me a little about Taylor Hall being a little older and a little physically stronger compared to Ryan Nugent-Hopkins? Is that how you see it?
Yeah, and I also think the Oilers a year ago, they had more spots, right? I think there was no doubt in anybody's mind that Taylor Hall was going to make this team just because of what they were lacking up front. And, you know, now you add the what they have, their signings plus the rookies that made this team last year, and some of their picks last year as well that might be knocking on the door. So, you know, I agree with Moon that it's going to be a camp for Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. You know, there's no pressure for him to make the team, right? There's nothing that says this kid has to play. If he comes in and plays camp and looks like he belongs, though, I think that's a good thing for the Oilers because that gives them some options up front. You know, can you carry Nugent-Hopkins and Gagner? You know, if you have Horkoff and Boulanger there as well, can you move somebody to the wing to give Nugent-Hopkins enough time? Is there enough ice time for him to play here? So I think it'll be good for him to come to camp. But you know, you look at Taylor Hall last year, and just you know, like you said, he's a bigger player. He was a bit older than Nugent-Hopkins is right now. So I think you know there was more space, and he was almost a better fit. Now that's not to say he's going to be the better player long term. But, I mean, I'm a huge fan of Nugent Hopkins. I just think it's going to really rely on what he does here at camp and how this team kind of break camp. And I don't think you can keep him off if he earns a spot, but I guarantee you they're not giving him a spot.
That's a really good point you make. I asked Cam Moon, he called his 1,000th WHL game last year. This is what, year four for you or three?
Actually, with the WHL, this would be year one for me. I was doing the Golden Bears last couple of years.
Okay.
So, yeah, no worries. So I got a ways to go to catch Cam, that's for sure.
Now, but I wanted to ask you, the bus rides and all that stuff, that's something you enjoy that camaraderie? Is that something you really get into and enjoy?
Yeah, I love it. I absolutely love being on the road. And it's amazing how much you see kind of behind the scenes when you're around a team. And you know, I was talking with Jason Strudwick about how teams kind of, teams go through losing streaks and winning streaks and how things go. And, you know, we talk about it, but you don't really experience it unless you're there. And, I mean, early last year, the Kings went through a tough stretch where they lost, I want to say it was nine in a row at one point. And, man, you just see how that affects guys long term and, you know, how it is to break out of that. And yeah, I mean, just being with a group of guys and the trainers and the coaches and having that sort of access to sit down with the coaches kind of whenever you want to talk about certain things. And I absolutely love it. I love being around the different cities in the Western League and getting a chance to get out and meet some of the different people in my position and, you know, getting a chance to see all the young players come draft time that you're going to hear their names.
I got an email question from nationradio at team1260.com. This comes from Brian. Are you related to Dirk Graham?
I am, yeah.
That was a shot in the dark. He must know you. I don't know. So,
yeah, he must.
Cousin or something like that?
You know, I use my dad's cousins. He might say, we're not very close or nothing like that. I've met him a few times, but yeah, I'm a distant relative. I think the hockey skill in our family stopped there, I think.
Well, he is pretty gritty. I know that's continued. So there you go. Hey, Corey, thanks so much for your time.
Anytime, Alan.
All right. Corey Graham from Edmonton Sports Night Live and, of course, Oil Kings play-by-play. And you know what? Does a great job. Really professional guy, and unlike Dustin Nielsen, who never updates his Twitter, you can always count on our friend Corey to update his. This is Nation Radio on Team 1260. We're talking Oil Drop next.